We thank you, O most holy and adorable Trinity, eternal wisdom, for supplying in an ineffable abyss of generosity the whole world with your canticle of hope and love, written so that it will lead many to eternal salvation. With exceptional grace, you have laid out a way, scented by a sweet odour of your perfume, and spread with sapphires for everyone to follow and find their loveliest rest in eternity. And in your divine gentleness, you have found this remedy to heal this generation. O spring of the universe, most lovable Trinity, altogether adorable bridegroom, you visited once more the earth to speak to your children heart to heart, pouring on them a stream of graces with anointed and luminous knowledge of yourself. You, luminous Godhead, have anticipated this feast long before your creation, the day when, favouring your beloved, you would call your creation from the lowest to the highest to a day of espousals with your divinity, where in those days of festivity you would share with them a more intimate union, embedded like a royal gem in you, and where you would converse with them in the interior of their heart. In the tenderness of your heart, you had foreseen that this divine union would be only sweetness, because you would be spending your time with them, sharing their lives while still on earth, as you share your splendour with your angels. May praise and thanks be given to the adorable Trinity for irrigating his flowerbeds and for sending his light far and wide. We give thanks to you, God, as we recount your marvels. In order to reach the abyss of human frailty, you left your throne and laid aside your royal crown to ornament your creation with an overflow of your divine love. Then, inebriated with your love for them, you gave your Holy Spirit, who would draw them into your nuptial chamber, and on your matrimonial bed, spontaneously uniting themselves to you. O Holy Trinity, treasure of the saints and of the angels, once your creation would be exalted with divine love, they would cry out to you, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, while you would be whispering in their ear. Because you embraced impassibility, you found a spiritual vivification in my embrace. Giver of life and dispenser of inestimable gifts, you have in your tenderness summoned the poor as well as the rich to gather around your kingly table, offering an imperial banquet. Glory be to the Most High, source of ineffable delights, fountain that makes the gardens fertile, well of living water, streams of faithful love flowing from your heart, lover of mankind, bridegroom of your creation, we adore you and praise your holy name, thrice holy. Amen.